Yeah, my husband and I were on a canoe trip, and the canoe tipped over, and we lost the keys in the river, and we were about an hour away from home, so we had to get a ride home and then drive all the way back up there to get the keys, spare set of keys, and get the car back home. Needless to say, it's the year of canoeing that we aren't allowed to talk about. Yeah, that trip has to disappear forever.
Well, I met a young lady at the bar, ended up going home, and next day her old man came home surprisingly, so I jumped out the window, and sure enough, my keys were still inside. Yep, so I kind of sat out in the parking lot, the apartment complex, walked around a little bit, sat at the picnic table, waited for him to leave. Yeah, I mean, he didn't leave till almost noon, so it was about four or 5 hours for I had to sit out there, and I didn't have her number, so I couldn't call her or text her, so it was a long wait. No, it wasn't good. I had to call in sick to work and everything, so.
Okay, I lost my car keys in the back of my trunk. I was at the mall, went shopping until it closed. I had both my kids, and I had a friend, and she had a kid with her too, and didn't realize, so we went all the way around the mall, looked for my keys, and then I asked somebody to unlock my car for me, and they unlocked it, but my keys weren't in there. But I realized when I took my keys out, I grabbed my daughter's stroller and had locked my keys in the trunk. So they had to take my back seats out. It was awful. And it started to rain. It was awful. But I got my keys. It actually happened to me just this past week. It was terrible. I was looking all in my purse and I couldn't find them. And I was closing up the store that night. And I turn around because I have a little keychain that when you hit a button, it makes a noise so that you can track it. And the noise is coming from inside, and it's like literally they must have fallen out of my purse, and I can see them through the glass in the door right there. And there was like nobody that could come and give me a ride because everybody was gone. I had to wait for my parents and to come and help me. They literally live like an hour and a half away, so it was ridiculous.
I actually flushed them down a toilet. Yes, I had them in my pocket and I did my business, and when I turned around to flush, they dropped out of my pocket as I was flushing, and I flushed them down the toilet, and I've done that twice. It's like, oh, no, and then you kind of like roll your sleeves up and try to get them, but there's no way you're going to get them, and so you call for someone to come get you.
Locked in my car, but what makes it funny is my girlfriend carried my extra set of keys so that we wouldn't get locked out of the car, and guess where her set was? In the car with mine. Oh, yeah. Well, I have an ex that knows how to get them out, and I called him. Plus, he also had, at the time, had a key to my vehicle because I have a habit of locking them in the car. So I called him and he came over and unlocked it for us. But we walked home first.
Worst place, I guess, would be my father-in-law left his keys in his car one time and his car was stolen.
That's right.
Well, we called the cops and filed a report and they went and tried to find the car and they found it like 3 days later and it only had one tire left on it. No, everything was gone.